Life.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having an absolutely wonderful Daytona 500. Danica Patrick in the lead Sunday. That's pretty cool that this woman is the first woman to be leading even one lap under green in the Daytona 500. I think it's great. And we are off to the races again. I hope you're all having fun out there with your home-based business. I hope you're building multiple streams of income. And I hope you are setting yourself up to own your life instead of your life owning you. If you aren't, you need to be listening to this show because that's what this show is all about. And my co-host today is the same co-host I've had for about the last 8 weeks who I've really enjoyed because he's a lot deeper, smarter, more wise, and more fun than I, the one and only John Milton Fogg, author of The Greatest Networker, among a lot of other things. And hello, John Milton Fogg, how are you?
You know, I'm not as much fun as you.
True.
No argument there.
We can live with that.
Deeper, maybe, but that's because there's so much of that brown stuff around my feet.
Right. There's no doubt about it. So what's going on, John? What's happening out there in the world of network marketing?
You know, I'm not so sure what's happening in the world. My nose is so, what are the phrases? Shoulder to the wheel, nose to the grindstone. That's it. My nose is to the grindstone. My shoulder is to the wheel. Eye on the ball, all that kind of cliche stuff. I'm just so busy building my business. I couldn't tell you what's going on with the rest of the world of our business. You got a better sense of that than I do.
I have a pretty good view from about 20,000 feet of, just because I see a lot of the industry. And one of the raps about this show is that people have a tendency to think that it's the Herbalife show or it's the Amway show or it's this show or it's that show. And I want everybody to realize that, A, I am with a company. You all know that. I do everything I can to keep this show as autonomous as possible so you can send your people to this show not thinking they're going to get hammered. This show is about the individuals of network marketing and the profession of network marketing, not any particular company or opportunity. Would you agree with that, John?
Well, I do. And Tom, I've caught flack for 25 years. In the publication and being a journalist and being a writer in this business, because there are a whole lot of people who don't want to hear a company name spoken. There's a magazine in our business which is very prominent and very good who will not mention a name. And I am so opposed to that. I understand, you know, you don't want to create that conflict and blah, blah, blah. But we have a guest today who I want to ask a question, an important question to. And he was with Amway. What, I'm going to run away and not say that name? Come on. And so, you know, I think we need to be free, you and I especially, to name names, say the names of companies, say the names of leadership people, because I come from the position that the men and women that we're talking to are mature enough and professional enough to realize that they are in a profession which has a number of really tremendous companies in it, and they need to be acknowledged, they need to be pointed to. If they're doing things that are really right and worthwhile, they need to be celebrated. And if they're doing things that aren't, they need to be pointed out and corrected.
Okay, so you took me down. Now I've got another thought process. I was talking to John Hammack this week from the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, and he said he'd gotten some flack from the fact that their big event is next weekend down in Dallas, and it is populated primarily by men speakers. And I said, well, John, that's because there's so many. I'll take that back. So my conversation was, that's a travesty because women are so much the majority in network marketing. And he went crazy on me and said, that is not true. The DSA puts that number out, but they're including all the party plan companies. And men and women, it is a lot more even than you think. What do you think about that conversation? Is this a predominantly women business, or men and women equally, or more men?
I think it's predominantly a woman business. I don't make a distinction between party plan and MLM or network marketing. It's network marketing. If the methodology, and I went and did battle with Mary Kay. Mary is my favorite example. Mary Kay does not like Mary Kay corporate. I don't know what Mary Kay Ash thought, because I never got to talk to her. But Mary Kay does not like being referred to as network marketing or MLM. We are direct sales, blah, blah, blah. Well, oh, stop it. You know, I mean, Avon pays on multiple levels. Mary Kay pays on multiple levels, multi-level marketing. Now, the challenge that John has with finding women, all I can say to him is, John, welcome to the club. I've been doing this probably longer than you have, and for 25 years, that's been a challenge. And I think that challenge has to do not so much with that there are not women at the top of the comp plans, is that women and men are different. Men love to be out front. We love to brag. We love to be the outspoken characters, to do that from stage. Women don't play that way, Tom. We've got two women on the show today that we're going to be talking to. Women have a different set of values, a different set of strengths, and things that are important to men aren't important to women. I mean, men keep score and brag about it. When was the last time you heard a woman keeping score? They just don't do it.
There's no doubt. And that's so the women, I think, are still, I mean, in the second hour, we're going to have Denise Chenault on here and Marianne Niehaus, and it is going to be a great second hour because you're going to hear about the power of these women and what they're really up to in network marketing and what they really do. But the name of the game is, you're right, men have a tendency to beat their chest and make a lot more noise about their accomplishment. But then you're going to agree that with these people that are commenting to me, that from the front of the room, no matter what their personality and how they're wired, we still need more women up there on the stages. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And I've spent my career in this business trying to ferret them out and encourage them to step forward. And yeah, I've had some success in doing that. I mean, there are extraordinary women in this business who've accomplished a great deal. Sandy Cohen is one you know. Sandy Osberg is another one you know. Donna Johnson at Arbonne. Just that list goes on and on and on. But they tend to be, as I said earlier, I've got, you know, my eye on the ball and the nose to the grindstone. Women tend to be more doing this business than out there talking about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And Denise Chenault is just dying to pitch in. Denise, what do you think about women in network marketing? I mean, they're everywhere. That's all we have in the audiences, but we don't have enough from the stage. Would you agree with that, too?
Hi, John.
Hi, Denise.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Tom.
And I can't, yeah, so the name of the game is, you know, I look at the Laureen Williamsons of the women world out there and the various women that are just carrying the ball. And it's just, they've got to seize their power. I don't know that it's men giving it up. I think it's women need to seize it more and get with Garrett McGrath and say, why aren't, my wife's giving me a look right now. What was that all about?
No, I was just thinking it's not even about seizing your power. I think that, network marketing, like many other businesses, can be a very ego-driven business in that a lot of times women just don't have to, you know, we don't have to be in the front of the room, and it's okay. It's more about what we're doing behind the scenes sometimes.
You two are a case in point. Look at the two of you. Which one do we know more, hear more from? You or Tom?
Tom.
And which one is the smarter one? You and I both know who the smarter one is. All three of us know who the smart one is.
Well, I think that sometimes in network marketing, it's, you know, building the relationship is more important, maybe. And this is, I don't know, we're going down a path that's maybe a little sexist, but I think that, you know, it's maybe not as important to have that in the front of the room presence as opposed to what's going on behind the scenes and building the people underneath you rather than, you know, making yourself the giant.
And I think, you know, we're going to have another series. We got a full hour because I think our guest for the second hour, Terry Fossum, is caught up in the airplane traffic weather problems. So I think we're going to have the whole hour to talk about this. So if you've got questions about that, text me at 720-840-7222. Your opinion, 720-840-7222. We'll talk about it because I'll tell you, women in network marketing, I'm all over it. When I need something done, I call the women in network marketing. When I need anything, I mean, it's amazing that I'm agreeing with the texters. We need more of them on the stage. I hope that at our company convention, they do that, a lot more of that. And you take a look at just in our company, the people rising to the top are predominantly women anyway. I mean, it's crazy. And the name of the game is give them a microphone, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, and John did it, you know, in his book, he did a great job of interviewing great women leaders. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, so John, we're going to come back and we're going to talk to the one and only Robert Crisp. What do you know about Robert Crisp? Anything?
Not as much as I want to.
He's an interesting guy, man. I'll tell you, everybody's going to like him. I've had him on the show several times. There are now 5 books on my website that I love. Number one is called The Power Who. The second one is called Mr. Schmooze. The third one is Eric Worre's book, and I can't even think of the name of it.
Going Pro.
And then the fourth one and the fifth one are both by Robert Crisp because he's that doggone good. His show, his book, his everything is extraordinary. He's a businessman, he's an author, he's a leader, and he's a character. He'll have an opinion. We're going to come back right after this. It is the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
March into Big Spring Preparedness Savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, Emergency Essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 Emergency Essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
We're back. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. I do hope you're having an absolutely exciting Sunday morning. We've had some fun already. Denise is, Denise is in the producer just asked me if somebody was using a sink in the background, and that is Denise, and she's done. So we're back on the air here. Unbelievable, Denise. Thanks for doing the dishes during the break.
Tom, actually, I was caulking the concrete floor. So.
You're doing a very, very, very nice job. Hello there, Robert. We got Bob Crisp. We've got John Fogg, obviously. Robert Crisp wrote the book Raising a Giant. He wrote the book Feeding a Giant. I have absolutely highlighted those books since day one because they are really, my wife found those books, Giving Power and Recognition to the Women. She read them and she became a student of network marketing before I did. I learned the business by osmosis and learned it mostly wrong. My wife read those books, learned it right, and taught me, and it's all as a result of this man, Robert Crisp. We've got him right now. Bob Crisp, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Tom. And Denise, thank you a lot. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Bob.
It's obvious, like John Paul just said, it's obvious who the brains of that family is.
No doubt about it. So, Bob, obviously, you've been around the horn. You've done this business for a very, very long time. What do you think about network marketing right now? Are you in love with it? Is it going the way it's supposed to? Is it just what's happening out there? You've got a view of the world like very few people. You've been at the top of Amway Corporation, which is one of the toughest builds of all time, gone on to do many, many other gigantic things. Tell me what you think about the world of network marketing before we get to the nuts and bolts.
Well, I think the world of network marketing has never been more attractive than it is today. Having said that, I think that we're going through a real transition period right now. And I think a lot of companies are still trying to figure out how the internet and social media has impacted them and will impact them on the days and weeks ahead. But I think it looks good. I've never been more in love with the industry than I am right now today.
And you've been integrating Facebook, obviously, in Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant. Facebook didn't exist when you wrote those books. But you've been integrating Facebook and a lot of social media into the way that you do your business. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I just think anybody who's not taking advantage of social media, and that to me that includes Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, I think you're just missing out. It's really, really, you know, it's a leverage thing, isn't it, Tom? It's taking the power people in our industry and leveraging their talents and skills for your own benefit. And so I think, you know, the good book says, let the weak stand strong. And I think in this case, the way to make the weak or the ones that are not don't have the skill set or are not up to speed yet, still kind of learning the curve, is to utilize it more than ever, the strong people. I mean, imagine being in Tom and Denise Chenault's downline and not using Tom Chenault's talent social media-wise. I just can't even imagine doing that.
And John Fogg, I mean, John is obviously wrote The Greatest Networker, which is a book in the same league at least as the Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant books. He's embraced Facebook at a level that I don't think anybody has. John, what do you think about what Robert Crist just said?
Well, I was curious to ask Bob, and part of what impresses me about Bob's support of the Internet and his embracing of the Internet is that he's a master of classic belly-to-belly network marketing that has been done for 70 years. And yet, so many people like Bob don't agree. They think the Internet is a waste of time. They think going online to build your business is the wrong thing to do. Yet Bob really embraces it. And Robert, I'm wondering if you can say a little bit about what you think causes these other people to poo-poo it and stick it off to the side, and yet you've embraced it thoroughly.
Well, I think it's kind of like, you know, my dad, who passed away about a month ago, but my dad, you know, when we were living in the country in Oklahoma back when I was a child, and when telephones first came out, my dad said, I'll never have one of those newfangled things in my house. And when television came out, he said, boy, that's a product of the devil. We're never going to have one of those things in our house. And yet, less than 2 years later, we had both a telephone and a television in our house. And I think there's always people who are just going to stick with the tried and true and proven. And they're going to have to be brought around, and sometimes kicking and screaming, over time to realize that you know, an MP3 file or a YouTube video is the same as handing somebody a VHS or a DVD was, you know, in times past. So, you know.
All right, we got to take a little break here. We'll come back in a couple of minutes. It is the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communications Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show on a Sunday afternoon. We've got John Milton Fogg with us. We have got Robert Crisp with us. We've got Denise Chenault with us, the woman that really turned me on to the Raising a Giant books. She wanted to learn the fundamentals of network marketing, and she just said, Tom, I'm going to learn them because I can't hear you. And it was the truth. And she just went out and read those books. Then she found a mentor that Robert Chris knows named Doug Ridley, who had been a huge, huge mentee of the personally of Bob Crisp. And the rest is history. Denise learned it, then she taught me, and I have given my life to teaching people what Denise taught me and what Ridley taught Denise and what...
And on and on it goes.
What Chris taught Ridley. How's that grab you, Bob? Did you realize that went that way?
That's the way it's supposed to work, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, and we have duplicated it well. I mean, we didn't deviate. We strayed right in the lane with what you do. And where I was when I pushed the wrong button on my console right then, but we're back with you, Bob, and I was just saying that 90% of the companies out there have just been insanely alike in the fact that their businesses are all modeled after what you talk about, which is one-on-one meetings, home meetings, weekly meetings, monthly trainings, driving them to a convention, and all the stuff in your books that you learned at Amway. So I'll just tell you, thank you very much, but it really hasn't changed much, has it? I mean, it's just pretty much the same thing over and over and over again, right?
Hey, Tom. Oh,
I wonder if
I'm here.
We might have lost. Okay, yeah. So, Bob, yeah. So, did you hear everything I just said?
I did not. No, please restate it.
All right. Basically, what I was saying is your books are the foundation of so many network marketing companies doing one-on-one meetings, home meetings, weekly meetings, monthly trainings, conventions, over and over again, planning for the events and doing it right. It hasn't deviated, and that's what we need to remember and go back to one more time, right?
Yes, I totally agree with that. I was actually in a convention last weekend in Charlotte. They had 25,000 people in that meeting, and that's the biggest convention I've seen in years and years. And I didn't think they were doing anything out of the ordinary. They were just doing a great job of putting on a great event and promoting events. And I think, Tom, this is one of the key issues about these kind of things. I've got a book that I've been working on for quite a while now called Giant Consequences, and the idea is that the things that you do and the things that you omit to do all have consequences. For example, if you don't go to the event, that has consequences, not only in your life, but it has consequences in the people that you have in your organization, no matter how small it is, because, you know, I have a saying, leader of one, leader of many. If you can't lead one, you can't lead any. And so you start out by taking your first one or two people to the next event. And it's not an option if you're going to be a success, whether you're going to go to that event or not. Events are not optional. Events are imperatives. And
that's going up on Facebook right now.
It's absolutely an imperative. I want to hitchhike a little bit, if I can, about this subject on what John was talking about women. And I totally agree with what everybody's saying on this call about women emerging in network marketing. This is the era of the dynamic woman, in my opinion. This is, and I think the hurdle that we have to overcome is using the personal pronoun he from the stage all the time. He did this. He did that. He did this. Well, you know what? That eliminates the she, right? So we've been saying it for years. You know, How to Win Friends and Influence People says use the we instead of the me, right? We should do this. We should do that. And I think when we start making distinctions and trying to outline what women should be doing, that we're furthering the cause of men rather than furthering the cause of teamwork and the idea of, it's the same thing with race, you know. I mean, you look at the African-American community, particularly in the case of OrganoGold and a couple other companies that are having tremendous success in the African-American community. And the unique thing about that is, African American people don't generally drink coffee, but that's got to have a kind of a lesson. I think the backfire, the backwash of that lesson is maybe we've made distinctions along the way over the last 20 or 30 years that we shouldn't have made.
I agree with that. I think you're 100% right. And how do we get past that? I mean, right now we're at a point where we just, you know, obviously change our languaging, start giving credit where credit's due, stop thinking that the loudest person is necessarily the best person, and let these women get their rightful places on the stage, and that's probably going to do a lot of the trick, right?
I definitely think it is, and you've got people like your like Denise that are beginning to become more vocal in the industry and more recognized in the industry for her point of view and leadership. I just think everybody has a point of view. I think we're moving now. John, I'd be interested in your take on this, but I think that we've moved into the era of identifying more specifically niche markets. And I'd be interested in what you think about niche marketing.
Tell me a little more about what you mean, Bob. I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Well, I mean, for example, I was doing some consulting for a company that is owned by a Hispanic couple, very nice people, very talented people, but 92% of their organization is African American. And I asked the owner of the company, where are your Latino leaders? Where are your Hispanic? And it seemed like the natural niche for you would be the Latino market. And yet they don't tap into the Latino market. So he's explaining to me, I won't go into detail what he said to me, but I think he has given in to a particular point of view that probably today is outdated. So I think niche markets are, we look at the Generation Xers, that's a niche market. I tell you, the baby boom market today is setting its sights. It's distinctly different than it was 5 years ago. 6,000 people a day turning 65 every single day for the next 19 years. And yet the network marketing community isn't paying any attention to that. My mom and dad used to live up in the villages up here in Florida, you know, where there's just hundreds of thousands of people that are over 65. But they're not done. That's a niche market. But the conversation for that market today in retirement is a different conversation than it was 20 years ago. Would you agree with that?
I would, certainly. And I think what threw me is you're using the term niche market, which I wouldn't use. Targeting certain groups of people, I think, is that's more what I'm hearing you say. And Okay. Obviously, you know, I'm 65, so I have a strong appreciation. One of the reasons I joined the company that I joined is because up until this age, Bob, I never really cared or even thought possible that I could live to be 100. I thought if I did get to be 100, it was because I'd be being carried around in a basket or something. And now, at 65, I want to live to be 100. I got two little girls. I got a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. I want to dance at their wedding. So now that's a concern of mine. So our growing need for money, additional money, because retirement ain't working for anybody in this day and age. And health, those things, and with health, fitness, and we seem to be adopting a younger, more active kind of lifestyle. Those are all things I would target. But calling it a niche market was difficult for me because there's so many people in it, and I tend to think niche is small.
Okay. I think of niche as distinctive. And I think of niche as being something that requires a particular set of guidelines or approach, if you will, to that market. I think, to go back to Tom's original premise, where is the industry today? And I think the industry is behind the curve generally when it comes to figuring out what they should be doing and who's going to participate, who the participants are. I mean, if you go back to DSA stats, prove going back to 1991 and 92, that today there are no more participants in the United States in network marketing than there were 25 years ago. That's a shame. And we got 100 million more people in the United States than we had then. So I think we need to redefine, we need to be reinvent ourselves and redefine what our objectives are and what the character and tenor of our network marketing approach to the general public is today versus the way it was even 5 years ago.
Well, I would agree with that, and I'm your observation on the growth in terms of total numbers is very interesting. I didn't know that, Bob. So that's a fascinating thing to take a closer look at as to what do you suppose is going on there. Do you think that, and you've been around a good long time, and I'm holding you up as a wise man because of that. Have you seen a change in the public's view? You must have, of how network marketing is perceived and accepted.
Well, I don't know that it's changed, but I think it is. It's more prevalent today. I think that, you know, I was looking at some stats the other day about Amway as an example. And 48% of Amway's signups, according to them, are re-signups. They're people who've been in Amway before are
You're
coming
kidding.
Back. 48%, almost half. That's a wow. really unbelievable number. So we're getting recycled people. There's more companies today diluting the pool, if you will. If you had a finite pool, then we've got twice as many companies today that are sharing that same number of people. So you're not going to see, you know, probably the new Amway come along. Everybody thinks that they're going to be the new Amway. And, you know, I admire them for having that kind of perspective, but it's probably an unrealistic perspective. But I think that today we have people out there that, I mean, what I would say, and somebody said this the other day and defined this market, and I thought it was a pretty good definition, Tom. And they said, we are looking at the immigrant market. And I thought, well, I've never said that, but that's a pretty good idea.
Wow. We got to take a short break. I cannot believe how great you are, Bob Crisp, on these topics. You're a deep thinker. I just saw on his Facebook page that he's looking for endorsements of Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant. Make sure you send one in. I just shared that on my wall. It is an absolute must that you read these books. If you don't own them, get them. We'll be back right after this.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's Tom Chenault. It is John Milton Fogg. It's Denise Chenault, and we are interviewing the great author of Raising a Giant, Feeding a Giant, Bob Crisp. Love this guy, Bob. We've only got one segment left here. I just want to thank you for coming on. It is an honor to have you on this show. Your books are legendary, and you're a target out there. People talk about you in unbelievably great terms. A couple people say some rotten stuff because, you know, when you're at the top of the mountain, I look at that happen to myself. I look at that happen to John Milton Fogg. I look at that happen to Denise Chenault. You got to expect it. It goes along with the territory. But I'll tell you one thing right now. You keep cranking out the books and keep doing the speaking engagements where you transform groups of 30,000 people, and people have a hell of a time holding you back. So, John Milton Fogg, you got a question for him. Fire it up, man.
Yeah, Bob, one of the things I've noticed over the years is that when you look at the top of companies, leading companies in this business, inevitably you'll find two or three of their biggest and best leaders are Amway alumni. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, you're right. I went to 8 conventions last year, and 7 of the 8, the top income earner in those companies was a former Amway guy. And typically what they would say is, you know, I was in the Big A, and I was there 2 or 3 years, went to all the meetings and listened to all the tapes and stuff like that, and didn't make enough money to pay a car payment. And now here I am making $100,000 a month or something like that in a much smaller company with a much narrower margin or market. I think it's because Amway has rooted in the concept of self-worth. John, I know that you write about this in your book, and I think that you really, and Tom and Denise, buy into the concept of self-worth comes before net worth. And Amway really preaches that from the very beginning. Here's a tape. Listen to Rich DeVos selling America. And Rich DeVos doesn't talk about buying products, selling products, building a home-based business. He just talks about the concept of being an American and free enterprise and capitalism. And he sells the concept of, look, if you identify with our philosophy of living, you're probably going to identify with our philosophy of building a business, too. And it's really difficult for people to get people to come out of the Amway experience because they get so much of the psychic satisfaction. I think Herb Keller of Southwest Airlines calls it the psychic satisfaction. And I think what happens in network marketing companies today is that they miss the point, the first point, which is be kind to people, brag about their self-worth, you know, believe in them more than they believe in themselves. You know, I think, I can't remember now what the poet was that said that, you know, when you treat a man as he is, you make him less than he is. But when you treat him as he could be, then you make him what he should be. And I think that we need, in our lives, in our businesses, we need to put the people first. We say it, we're a people-first business, and it's a relationship marketing business. Well, I don't see people building relationships anymore, even companies. I have it happen to me. I'm sure that you guys have had it happen to you. You know, people out there trying to recruit you, and they promise you the moon and the stars and the sun and this and that and the other. And the minute you agree, okay, yeah, I think I'll come and work with your company, the recruiting process stops. But the recruiting process, it's like when you get married, you know, the romance should just be beginning. It shouldn't be ending. You know, marriages shouldn't end a great romance, right? And so the same is true with a network marketing company. And I would encourage, I made this note before I came on the air today, Tom, and this note simply said, you know, never stop recruiting. And never stop recruiting just the people that you brought in last week. Recruit them, tell them how great they are again this week. You know, I say in my book, Raising a Giant, you know, the first reason you have a weekly meeting, a weekly event, is the response of the people that are in.
No doubt about it. And that is so on the money. And the relationship in marriage and in network marketing starts at the altar. The sign-up conversation is it's the cancer of the industry. Companies keeping score at how many people sign up is insanity. It's how many people become successful that it separates the winners from the losers. We got to go. I just want to thank you for coming on the show, man. You can buy his books. We've got a batch of them over at mastersofenrollment.com. You can go to Meet Bob Crisp and get yourself hooked into everything Bob Crisp. But I'll tell you, it's just a great guy doing a great service for the industry. Bob, thanks for coming on.
Tom, thank you. And let me, before I go, just say thank you to you and Denise for the very kind phone call you made when my dad passed away. I really appreciate you taking that time. God bless.
Well,
thank you.
We love you, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a difficult time. No matter how ready you think you are for something like that, you're not ready. We felt your pain. We love you, Bob Crispin. Our prayers are still with you and your family.
You're part of the family.
Thank you. And
all right, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back right after this for the second hour with the women of network marketing.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived, organic, certified organic minerals in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.